Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Diego from the Parrots. I play guitar and I sing in a Spanish punk rock and roll band, and I'm really happy to be here.
And you know, you say the Parrots. I mean, I can't even, the Parrots, I can't do that.
Los Parrots.
Your trill is so much better. So let's see, Madrid, we know that. We're going to get there in a second. 2009 is when you formed the band. 2012 is when you did your first demo with four songs. 2016 was the first album. You signed to Heavenly. You made it to South by Southwest. And that's what we know. What are you amazed in all this time that either no one has asked you or wished that somebody would ask you?
We have always had the dream of doing a full movie. And we've never asked to do a full movie. We are like huge cinema enthusiasts. And we would love to do like a movie about music. We've always wanted to do something. And that's still a little splint in our career.
What have you said you want to do? Have you thought about it in particular?
Yeah, we always want to, in our music videos, and we always try to focus a lot on how we live and how this city, Madrid, is lived. And we would love to do a movie about the life in Madrid, which is absolutely madness.
How about a train spotting from Madrid?
Something like that, but yeah, kind of similar, but in a really right? different vibe. This is not Edinburgh.
This first album in 2016, let's go backwards for a second. So, you know, you do this demo for four songs, and this is a lot of sweat. This is not easy to do. So when you formed in 2009, there were three of you originally.
Originally we were four.
But you were four?
Four, wow. Yeah, at the beginning. But one of us, he decided he will do more management things with us, try to help us in a more, like, book us and stuff like that. And he quit music.
Between 2009 and 2012, that's a few years.
Yeah.
So when did you know that you were good enough to go in a studio and make something and not just kind of be playing around?
2012. That was it. When we started playing, we were like just doing it for the fun of playing music, the music we loved, and making songs and stuff. But we had a lot to learn. It was very, we were really, really, really bad musicians. Absolutely. So we took our time before we were confident enough to start sharing. We went to school, to music school, like playing shows, knowing nothing, making a few covers, party with our friends. We played there. That's what we spent those 3 years doing. And then when we said, oh, these songs we're making are cool, let's record them. Yeah. And we started doing it.
So did you ever go to, I mean, did you go to formal school? Did you go to university? Did you go to music school?
Oh, no.
You know, was there any...
We went to university, but to study cinema.
You did?
Yeah, like we studied television and cinema and radio kind of
So thing. Did you get your degrees in that?
I did.
Wow.
I finished.
Yeah, cool.
It was fun.
How unpunk of you. I'm kidding. Because in Spain,
you know, it's totally different, because in Spain, because of the taxes we pay, everybody goes to university. It's like, because it's really cheap, it's really affordable, and it can go. It cost me 1 year tuition, less than 1,000 euros.
So where was that moment that people started paying attention and going, oh, wait a minute. These guys are different. These guys have a point of view. They have something else that isn't out there in everybody else's world.
It was nice when we released that demo in 2012, like all of a sudden, like many festivals started calling us to, oh, we like some of your songs, and we just rolled with that. We started playing in places here in Spain. We started getting calls, which was amazing to play outside of Madrid. And we decided, let's roll with this. And it's been like kind of like a really slow, but going up all the time. It hasn't been like, oh, this is the time. It's always been like we were following the wave, kind of like, and oh, things were coming together. We got bigger opportunities. Then Heavenly calls us and notices us, and we make great friends there and start having a label and stuff. So I don't know. It's been quite like, how you say, like a not very steppy hill, more or less.
Kind of a steady climb.
Yeah, it was a steady climb. I think that for many bands that don't make like the more mainstream stuff, usually it's like this, like you work, but it's a steady climb. It's there. I decided that even though I wanted to do this for my whole life, it didn't matter like how much money was in it or how much serious of like a career wise was gonna be, but I wanted to do this for my whole life. I'm sure that when I'm really, really old and near to die, I'm gonna be with a guitar trying to make songs. That'll be amazing. I don't wanna be like those. I don't wanna live most of my years just thinking about retiring. I wanna do what I want and never retire.
Let's skip ahead. So you make the first record in 2016, and how do you feel it did? Do you feel like it lived up to what you wanted to live it up to?
Well, some of the songs like are amazing, and I'm still really happy for them. I really hear them with the same vibe. But it is true that that recording session was really fast, and we were like in that time, I was like completely like amazed by the effects I was discovering and stuff like that. And I think that we, especially I, took a lot into that production, and now I only see like all the flaws I made back then. But I don't know. I think that record enabled us to play so many places, and people loved it and were like completely dancing to it. But I don't know, when we did the new record now, we wanted to do something completely different. Not, that was more like a punk rehearsal done a record.
So in terms of Tom and bringing him on, what did you hear and see and feel that you said this is the person you wanted to help you with your sound?
First of all, the thing is that we are music enthusiasts. We love music above all things, and we were huge fans of the Horrors. We are super big fans, and his work with the synths and the way he creates atmospheres was very important in many, many, many aspects of how we thought about songs. So we all of a sudden thought, oh, we want to work with a producer. We want to do things more external, kind of a little bit, to have like a third opinion, a trusted third opinion on every song, and try help us develop them. And we thought of Tom, and the guys from Heavenly, Danny, said, I know Tom, we can call him and see if he's up to do one song with you guys. And we did two songs with him. We were very happy with the result, and we decided, let's go for the album. And we went, we met in a Chinese restaurant, ate a little bit, and said, let's do an album. And that's how it was done.
So was he the one who chose the studio? Is that his studio in Hackney?
It's not his studio, but he chose it. It was the engineer who was working there, Sid Kemp. Amazing, the best engineer I've ever seen. And Tom wanted to work with him, and we went to his studio.
So what did you bring into the studio? How far were the demos?
Well, depends. Like, some of the demos were like just like the raw idea, the core of the song completely, but like some of them were more developed. Like, what I had lots of trouble always, it's the lyrics. I keep that to the last part. It's always like, oh, the tricky part. I'm never confident with what I say. I always have a very narrow mind with that, and it takes me a lot to write. So most of the things we brought were completely instrumentals, some melodies sometimes, but that's it. And then there, like, we started writing, we took our time, went there for like 4 sessions of 2 weeks, and super nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Booked a lot of time. So that's a pretty good budget you had there to be able to...
Well, I think everybody wanted to do it and was happy to do it. So I don't know. It was... Yeah, but it was...
But that's great. It's great to have the time to...
To
play, you know?
I never
had... Not everybody gets that.
We never had the time, and it was a personal dream of ours, like, to do an album the proper way. We never...
Yeah.
Like, we decided that we wanted to do it at least once, like, try to, have the producer, have a great mixer, a great engineer, go to a really nice studio, to be able not just to record the songs, but to develop them and make them way better. Like, all of a sudden, yeah, we were like, oh, we need a sax. Let's get a sax and let's do it. And we wanted to do that. We didn't care about, like, other stuff. We just wanted to be sure that we made, like, an album how we thought it was made back in the day.
That's awesome. Awesome. So you do that. You're there. And how far did you get until this lovely thing that we're still battling with? Like, where was the moment that you said, oh man, we need to put this on hold?
Luckily, we had 90% of the album recorded. So we only had to wait, because in Spain it was very difficult. Everything had a lockdown and we had to wait for 2-3 months. But we just had to record a few days here in Madrid with Rodriguez, with Arto.
So you were pretty far along.
Yeah. Luckily, we were like 90% done. So it was a blessing. We were very lucky with that.
You know, you said talking about changing up the sound, but using sampling yourself.
Yeah, sampling, it's an amazing thing. Like, and sampling yourself, trying to... I think it has a lot to do also with two things, like the psychedelic music that I hear, like that we hear, and that garage psychedelic music that is very repetitive, kind of like mantra thing, and that helps you create an atmosphere so nice. And we try to achieve that through sampling. I don't know. Like, creating those atmospheres that are kind of repetitive, but mantra, but also post-punk does that. I don't know. It's amazing. I discovered it. I found out, like, a great love for doing it. It's crazy.
And then, just to mess with it even more, you bring a rapper in. You mix genres. You bring the nasties. You didn't just leave it alone. You said, okay, we're going to make a change. We're going to make sure we produce it really and mix it really well. And then on top of all these other things we claim to be, garage rock and electronic, we're just going to bring in even more.
Oh, yes. One thing we are, and I think that most people must understand, we love music and we want to do music with great people. And lucky for us, Zetangana and Los Nasties wanted to do a song with us, so it was amazing. But I don't know. For me, it's not like that big of a deal. I feel like it was a it may sound weird, but a little bit natural for us, like, oh, let's do it with him. Okay, that sounds great. We are very open-minded and we, I don't know.
So let's get into the song that helped me rediscover you. And I find it very ironic that I discover a song like that on social media when one of the whole points of the song is that you're relying on social media to give you your dreams.
Well,
it's very ironic.
It's a little bit. Right. Life is ironic. It's messy for some people, but I encourage them to use it to, I don't know. It's interesting, man, but I don't know, like, I can't talk about other people. What I can say is that I use it that way. I like social media so far and internet to discover things, to, I've learned so much from it, but I'm a very active in this kind of things. But I can't imagine not doing it, not liking a band and trying to reach them, or liking a movie and not like seeing a new movie and watching it, actually watching it, or maybe as a user, maybe as a, I want to do something with it. But I don't know, I think people need to get more confidence, because I think that these tools that we invented make us closer. So let's not like act like, oh, I don't know this guy. No, this is the place where you can like actually reach everyone. So
I know, what a concept. To actually use it to affect things, not just to, you know, not just to reply or repeat what's already out there.
Exactly. It's important that everybody uses it that way.
Well, it must feel very long for you, given that you've lived with this thing.
Yeah, it's been a long, but like lucky for us, things are activating. We're releasing lots of songs. We're releasing a new song next week. So it makes things a little bit easier, the wait. But yeah, it's very long. It feels terrible. I just wanted to come out and play it and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And people to tell me, I hate it, I love it, whatever, but I want it out.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between.